Rob's Reliability Project, a podcast for maintenance and reliability people to better themselves both at home and at work. Now let's get rolling. Hey guys, welcome to Rob's Reliability Project. I'm Rob Kalvarowski. On this week's episode, I welcome Adrian Messer from UE Systems to the show.
I guess my next question, you know, I assume you get this question a ton, and it's what happens if it's noisy in my plant? Like, can I still use ultrasound?
Oh, yep, certainly. And again, that's the beauty of the technology. And I always use air leak detection as the example because, you know, some people, even still today, the way that they go out and look for air leaks, they wait until, you know, a holiday or when the plant is shut down, say over the weekend, and they walk around, you know, when everything's off, and they walk around and try to hear the leaks that they can hear audibly, just with their own hearing. But with ultrasound, we're listening for sound that is above the range of what we're capable of hearing. So in most cases, ambient plant background noise, you know, machines running, you know, forklifts, you know, lots of noise, doesn't come into play with ultrasound because the machine or the device is only listening for the sound that we can't hear. So we don't have to wait for a shutdown or a holiday to go out and look for air leaks. We can typically do that when everything is up and running, and therefore it doesn't interfere with any production, or we don't have to shut a machine down to look for those leaks. So if you put it in terms of, you know, normal human hearing, you know, on the average, we as humans, the upper threshold of what we're capable of hearing sound at is around 17 kilohertz, 16 to 17 kilohertz. With the lowest frequency that we can tune or set the instrument to is 20 kilohertz. So even at its lowest frequency setting, it's still listening for sound that's above our range of hearing. So now there are sources of competing noise. So if I'm in an area where, let's say we have some robotic welding going on, you know, of course, that's going to produce an arcing sound. So if we're trying to go in and look for leaks in that area, we just have to be aware of, you know, the potential sounds that could be in that area. So just being aware of your surroundings and identifying what is supposed to have sound and not supposed to have sound. But, you know, again, the sound of welding is going to be a lot different than the sound of an air leak. But no, and to answer your question, the short answer is no, we don't have to be too concerned about plant background noise.
And even like if we're using the probe, right? Like if we have the probe hooked up to the equipment, we don't even necessarily need to be able to hear if we can look at the spectral, right?
That's right. Yep. So if we're doing mechanical inspection, so then instead of listening through the air like we would for an air leak, or if we're scanning in an electrical cabinet, you know, for any airborne corona tracking or arcing sounds. Yeah. So then with mechanical, we're using an actual, what we call a stethoscope module or a contact probe to physically make contact with that piece of equipment. So it gives us a better range of view as far as not being too concerned about, again, background noise or sounds in a noisy environment.
Perfect.